With no public comment, the council approved the general fund budget, plus the budget for the Mountain Regional Water District, finishing up a little more than 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. The council finally cleared the way to spend tax increases for its municipal fund in service area number 6, but that was settled last summer, as noted by council member Chris Robinson.
Well, I think the tax increase is a fait accompli. The time to have an input on that is passed, and so we have that money, and we actually have it from this year, 2013, because we didn't spend it here, and it's carried over 2014, and we're living within our means and we're delivering on the road improvements that we believe are necessary and added a few positions where we think they're necessary. And so I think people are content, at least I hope they are.
The budget increased from $45.3 million set for this year to $51.3 million for the upcoming year.
Yeah, there's about $4.8 million of it is capital projects for roads, and another $1.5 million of it is other increases. We're giving a 1% cost of living and an average merit increase of 3%. Those are pay increases to our employees. We've added a net of 7 new positions in various areas and 3 part-time, and a few other things that comply with our strategic plan, goals.
The council does not meet for the rest of the year. Looking ahead, January brings another state legislative session. New census figures report Summit County has the largest median household income in the state. But asked about that, Robinson doesn't think that news and the image of wealthy Park City will affect their relationship with lawmakers.
I don't think that census information is new. And Park City already and Western Summit County contribute a great deal to the state. I would hope it doesn't put a bigger target on us. I think we should be something to be proud of, not due to the wealth, but to the contribution.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.